Do not worship anyone but Allah. Ibadat is not contagious. It does not pass from father to son. The father dies on the prayer rug and the son dies in the wine shop. You see. So, this ibadat is not contagious. And therefore, when a prophet died, the prophet did two works and the ummah did one work. The ummah did ibadat. The prophet did ibadat plus da'wat. So when the da'i, the inviter died, the whole ummah turns towards sin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent in another prophet. He came with the same slogan, Allah ta'budu illallah, till Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world. When Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he was given the work of all the four prophets. Anzir ashiratakal akrabin, frighten your near relations. This was the work of Ismail alayhi salam. Litunzira ummul qura, frighten the people of Makkah. Ummul qura means the mother of all the cities is Makkatul Mukarrama. This was the work of Shuaib alayhi salam. Wa man hawlaha, and the adjoining country of Hijaz. You see, this was the work of Musa alayhi salam. لِتُنْزِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْزِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ, frighten the tribe of Quraysh whose forefathers were not frightened and they are leading a life of carelessness, the life of desires. This was the work of Nuh alayhi salam. Plus, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jamia, wa ma arsalnaka illa kaffatan linnasi bashiran wa nazira, walakinna aksaran nasi la ya'lamun, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Universal prophet, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O people, O Muslims, no, O people, I have been sent as a prophet towards all of you put together. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but for the entire universe. To give the glad tidings of paradise on obedience of Allah, Bashir. To be a warner against the fire of hell on disobedience of Allah, Nazir. You see. But most of the people do not know. And the very, 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 very sad and unfortunate picture is that we as Muslims do not know. Either we do not know due to ignorance of Quran, or we do not know because the material world is sitting on our head and we do not want to know. If we know, we have to leave the material world and go out in the path of Allah, so we don't want to know. You see. But Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a universal prophet, sent for the as a mercy, rahmatan lil alamin, mercy of mankind. You see. And given a short span of life, his sphere of effort, the work of all prophets, plus universal prophet, from geographical point of view, from east to west and north to south, and from a time and space point of view, till doomsday, walakin Rasul Allahi wa khataman nabiyyin, the prophet of Allah and the seal to the line of prophets. Therefore, no prophet after me, he said. La nabiyya badi. Therefore, no book after Quran. Al yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum nimati wa razitu lakum al islam adina. Today we have completed your way of life, your religion, given you all the bounties that we should have given, the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and selected for you submission of your will to Allah. So therefore, there is no prophet after Rasulullah sallam, there is no book after Rasulullah sallam, no fresh orders will come. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the prescription or the key to success in this world, in the hereafter, till doomsday. So Rasulullah Sallam's prophetship extends till doomsday. This we have to understand. You see. And given a short period of life, 23 years. Therefore, Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to do three works according to the Holy Quran, not according to Shakespeare, as you like it. You see, Midsummer's Night Dream or the Times of America. This is the Holy Quran. Believe it, good and well. If you don't believe it, we have to believe after death. But after death, it's useless. إِذَا جَاهَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمِلُ سَالِيًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ وَقَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ Oh Allah, return us back to this world which we are just now leaving, so that we may perform those righteous deeds which we forsook in the world. The simultaneous and instantaneous reply of Allah, Kalla, impossible. These are utterances coming from their mouth. They'll have to lie in their graves till resurrected on the day of judgment. So if you understand Quran now, good and well. If you don't understand Quran now, we have to cry blood after death. And in the Maidan of Hashar, when everything becomes apparent, we see Allah. وَأُرِيدُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ We hear His speech. لَقَدْ جِيتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّا نَجَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْهِدًا You have come in my presence as born on the first day. In your pride and ignorance, you used to think from dust we came to dust we return. So we now have seen Allah. We have heard His speech with our ears. We have seen those who marched on the line of desires. وَسِيخَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا Marched towards the gates of hellfire. وَسِيخَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا Those who followed the line of orders marched towards paradise. The angels removing the records of deed and pressing it in our hands. وَوُزِيَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا Given clearly in the Quran, the record of deeds will be placed in the hands those who are defaulters, that being Muslims even, they did not do the acts which a Muslim is supposed to do. You see. Therefore, they will look into the record of books in a frightened manner and say, what type of book is this? All major and minor crimes have been noted to the last detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا Whatever they have done, they will find present in the book. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Allah is not a tyrant. You see, everything is clear, passed through the questions of the grave. Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Nabiyuk. Who is your sustainer, cherisher, creator, master of the day of judgment, doer? What is your religion? Who is your prophet? Ma Taqulu Li Hadha Ar-Rajul. What did you see about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the lifetime? So all those with things that were in ghaib have now come in mushahada. We are seeing with our eyes and hearing with our ears. So the confession starts, Rabbana absarna wa samena farjina namal salihan inna muqinun. Oh Allah, our seeing has been perfected, our hearing has been perfected, and our iman is now complete. Return us back into the world. My dear friends and brothers in Islam, if we do not go back to the life of success presented by Rasulullah Kaleem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam under the orders of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, conveyed by Jibreel Alayhi Salaam through the Holy Quran and demonstrated by the illustrious companions Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'een 1406 years ago, then my dear darling brothers, we will have to cry blood twice, one at the time of death and one in the Maidan of Hashar, and both times will desire to go back. The time to go back now or never. Now we have to go back. We have to decide tonight, this very second, we have to go back 1400 years ago and follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, we will want to go back twice. We'll never be able to go back. So we have to understand, as a Muslim, who am I and what am I to do? You see. So Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to do three jobs. Because he had a small span of life, 23 years, and he was prophet of the whole universe. He was prophet of family, prophet of tribe, prophet of number of people, prophet of the city, prophet of the country, prophet of the universe, and his prophetship extends till doomsday and given a life of 23 years. Therefore, apart from other prophets, he had to do three jobs. They did two jobs, he did three jobs. Number one job that he did was وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَاتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Allah till death. Like other prophets worship, he had to worship. The second thing he had to do was the da'wat. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلَّكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَزِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Oh my prophet, I have sent you as a witness against the whole of mankind. Bashir, giving of glad tidings, of giver of the glad tidings of paradise on obedience of Allah. And warner against the hellfire on disobedience of Allah. And an inviter with the permission of Allah. And Mamba'e Noor, a mine from where the Noor of Islam is extracted. Second job. Third job. 23 years span, then passes from the world, prophet it, extends till doomsday, so it stands to reason that he has to have helpers. Therefore, he had to make those helpers during his lifetime and give them the same three jobs, ibadat, dawat, and creating of helpers, so that the sahabas created helpers, which were the tabais, and the tabais created helpers, you see, which were the tabe tabais, and the tabe tabais created the awliya ikram, you see, and this dawat of Islam will last till doomsday, provided that the Muslim understands his duty as a Muslim. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's third job was creating of inviters. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way of life. I invite people towards Allah knowingly, I and those who follow me. The Quran does not say, my darlings, you see, I and the Tablighi Jamaat, I and the MYM, I and the MSA. No, no, no. It says very clearly, Ana wa man ittaba'ani, I and those who follow me, who follow my way, letter for letter, letter for letter, letter for letter, stroke for stroke, footstep for footstep. The only example of mankind. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. The only example for mankind, provided that we believe in meeting Allah on the day of judgment and do the remembrance of Allah in abundance. The only example is Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the lifestyle of Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the da'wat. Understand this. So that this imagination, that this da'wat and tabligh is a religion introduced by India and Pakistan, this is a cock and bull story. This is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proved by the Holy Quran.